This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, five people have been shot at the Pine. The Ministry of Education to begin work at the Wesley Hall Junior School this weekend. Government rolling out an extensive school beautification program. Government introduces legislation aimed at reversing the declining population, while the opposition leader is hopeful the policy will support children who lose parents to violent crime. Prime Minister Motley urges the country to roll out the red carpet for the influx of visitors as Barbados hosts the T20 Cricket World Cup on Saturday. Full support also urged for National Flag Day on Friday, and UN-approved Kenya-led security force finally arrived in Haiti. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. As many as five people were injured in a shooting at the Pine, St. Michael, last night. Starcom Network News understands the incident happened just before midnight. Residents reported hearing a barrage of gunfire. We understand that at least one of the victims was shot in the chest and neck. Some of the victims were reportedly transported to the hospital by private vehicle. Repairs at the Wesley Hall Junior School are expected to begin this weekend. This was revealed in a release by the Ministry of Education, which stated that tree trimming and other emergency repairs will begin after exams today and tomorrow are completed. The release also stated that the industrial cleaning of the plant is expected to be completed on Sunday in time to welcome back members of staff and students. The release further states that the school is earmarked for the summer repairs program and the outstanding repairs identified would be addressed during that time. The major repairs follow days of disruption due to concerns by teachers over environmental conditions at the facility. Government is rolling out an extensive school beautification program. This was disclosed by Minister of the Environment and National Beautification, Adrian Ford, who promises the project will have a significant community aspect. He outlined the plan during the St. George Speaks public town hall meeting.
Obviously, we would have the scope of works by those persons who are landscape architects to ensure that there is a professional touch to what we are doing. We are going to invite community landscape artists to come on board and those persons who have a landscape business to provide us with the trees and that wherewithal so we can build out the gardens and the fences and the hedges around the schools. So it's a holistic project, and then we are going to train the same students to be part of the maintenance of these same gardens and these projects.
He noted that more than 100 schools will be involved.
I've started it with the Ministry of Education. You would have seen in 23 primary schools thus far the start of these projects, where you see the Peterspoorn and the Bilkavilia on the outside. And we are going to move across 107 all the schools, primary and secondary.
Minister of the Environment and National Beautification, Adrian Ford. Government took to Parliament a document with strategies aimed at reversing the island's declining and aging population. Minister of Industry, Innovation, Science and Technology, Marcia Cattle, led off debate on the Barbados population policy in the House of Assembly. Government in 2019 had set up a National Population Commission to develop a policy which will address the issue of a declining birth rate here. Ms. Cattle explained that the last census conducted showed that the median age of citizens has been steadily increasing over the last couple decades.
In 2021, most of the people we had were 55 to 59. Compare that to 2010, most of the people we had were 45 to 49. And in 2000, the most of the people we had in the country were 35 to 39. The population of Barbados is aging, on average, is getting older. The median age of the population in 2021 was 42.5 compared to 37.3 in the last census.
She outlined the goals and sub-goals of the policy, one of which is to increase the working population. She also dispelled the notion that just having more children is the solution to the issue.
We have to increase the population of persons of working age. We have to. The current population of Barbados cannot, at its current size and composition, sustain quality of life that Barbadians have demonstrated that we value into the future. Even today, we have to increase the population of people of working age. The reason that the policy solution is not having more babies is that One, that is a fickle and not dependable kind of solution. But two, that it takes too long, frankly speaking, to say, okay, the solution is to have more children and to leave it there is to not have a plan.
Minister of Industry, Innovation, Science and Technology, Marsha Cattle. Meantime, the opposition leader hopes that the children of those whose lives were lost to crime would benefit from the Barbados population policy. Ralph Thorne, as he alluded to the current trend where a high number of young people have lost their lives due to violent crime, believes fatherless children must be factored into government's plans in the policy.
In looking at population, let us look at the question of the loss of our young men between the ages of 18 and 30. That is a traumatic and dramatic loss to this society's population. How do we solve the problem? And how then do we solve the problem of the child that is left behind? The child is not a problem. The circumstances are problematic. And in population planning, while we look at NIS and an aging population and the pressure that is being put on a smaller population of working people and the lack of resources for that youngest set of the population, let us build into our plans the loss of that young male population to the prison and to the cemetery. How do we deal with the consequence of their absence from society?
As he expressed concern over the departure of values where people respected one another's rights to life, Mr. Thorne made an appeal to this country's youth to adopt moral and spiritual values that will enable them to live longer.
I want to commend to these young people, I don't think their parents are here, but to ask through you, sir, of them that they develop a relationship with values, not only with material goods. And do not let material goods be your God. Because we are discovering on a daily basis, on a weekly basis in this country, what the pursuit of material goods at the expense of God can do to young people. We want them to live long lives. We want them to live good lives. We want them to live lives in a society in which there's respect for the other person and respect for his right to life. And not only respect for his right to life, but respect for your right to life.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley is urging the country to roll out the red carpet of hospitality for the influx of visitors expected to arrive as Barbados hosts the finals of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup on Saturday.
We as Barbadians have a duty to host the world on Saturday. And as we host the world on Saturday, we have, therefore, to show them why Barbados has the highest repeat visitor factor in the world. Because people keep coming back and back once they really get to understand and know who we are, because there's a sincerity in our expression.
Ms. Motley also urges full support for National Flag Day on Friday.
Friday, 28th, is Flag Day. So from constant right back through, Flag Day means rep our colors and rep the Barbados colors. So West Indies may not be at Kensington as a cricket team on Saturday, but West Indies and Barbados will be ever present in making the world welcome to our 166 square miles. And why? We are the first country in the world of this small size to host three global sporting events in one of the top three sports of the world.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. And finally, the first contingent of 400 Kenyan police officers have arrived in Haiti more than 18 months after then Prime Minister Ariel Henry first asked the United Nations to send a security force to restore order to the violent stricken nation. Haitian Prime Minister Garry Conille stated at a press conference that the work to retake the country would begin slowly without major fights unless necessary. The mission was first requested by Haiti's previous government in 2022, but support sagged and Conille's predecessor was forced to resign in early March after traveling to Nairobi to secure Kenyan support while violence escalated back in Haiti. Recapping the headlines. Five people have been shot in the Pine. Ministry of Education to begin work at the Wesley Hall Junior School this weekend. Government rolling out an extensive schools beautification program. Government introduces legislation aimed at reversing the declining population. While the opposition leader is hopeful the policy will support children who lose parents to violent crime. Prime Minister Motley urges the country to roll out the red carpet for the influx of visitors as Barbados hosts the T20 Cricket World Cup finals on Saturday. And UN-approved Kenya-led security force finally arrives in Haiti. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.